And now it's my great pleasure to introduce to you our gracious host, the governor of Oklahoma, Robert S. Kerr.
Thank you, Edgar. And I don't have to say welcome to Oklahoma. Those thousands of people waiting outside who were unable to get into this huge auditorium tell you how happy we are to have you here.
Well, these people certainly have made our stay a very pleasant one, Governor. I appreciate it, and of course, so does Charlie.
Fine. And by the way, I haven't met Charlie yet. Where is he?
Well, you know, you sent us an invitation to visit the Capitol building this evening. And Charlie and Anita Gordon were so excited about it, they've gone on ahead.
Fine. What do you say we join them?
Very well, Governor. You're the boss. Let's go.
Golly, Anita, it sure is quiet here in the Capitol building, isn't it?
Yes, but that's because it's Sunday. Gee, Charlie, I've never met a real governor before. Do you think I should curtsy?
Well, yes, if he curtsies first.
Hey, you kids. Wait a minute there. Where do you think you're going?
Well, to the governor's office. What do you do, mister?
Well, I'm the night watchman here, that's all. Who are you, friends?
Let's just say we're friends.
Well, you don't look like taxpayers to me.
You mean we're too dressed up?
Hey, just what are you supposed to be doing here in the Capitol anyways?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know, eh? Well, okay, go on in. I guess you belong here.
Yeah, but...
Oh, look, Charlie. There's the governor's office. And the door's open. Should we go in?
Well, no, we shouldn't, but we shall.
Gee, there's nobody here. What do we do now?
Well, why don't I sit in his chair and be governor?
Oh, Charlie.
I'm gonna be the governor. And you know what you are? You're gonna be my sociable secretary. Yeah, that's what you are. Now, let's pretend I've just come to the office in the morning, see?
Okay.
Where's my appointment book?
But I stay on your desk.
I'm a desk. I'm a desk. Oh, yeah. Well, under which foot?
My. You certainly have a full calendar.
Yeah, well, why don't you empty it? Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Well, proceed.
Yes. At 10, you lay the cornerstone for a hot dog stand.
Oh, yes. And don't forget to have my scooter escort.
Oh, yes. And at 11, you have to make a speech.
Speech at 11. Oh, yes, of course. Of course, yes. That's before the rat sluggers of the city dump. We have to decide whether or not to include gophers.
My, you're a busy little man.
Oh, I'm too busy to talk about it. Busy. Take a letter, Miss Gordon.
I'm sorry, I can't find any envelope.
Yeah, well, then make it an open letter. Dear sir... As one of my loyal supporters, serious, now read that back.
Dear sir, as one of your loyal supporters, how do you spell supporter?
Well, how should I know? I'm only the governor.
Oh, Charlie, you're so cute.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes.
Excuse me, do you mind if I come in?
Well, do you have an appointment?
Well, no, I don't, but I'd like to talk to you.
Well, I'm sorry, we've already bought our sorghum.
Good, Charlie. You see, my name is Kerr.
Kerr? Kerr, uh-huh. That's a pretty doggy name. Hey, your face looks familiar. I've seen it someplace.
Well, I've had it quite a while.
Yeah? Didn't I see pictures of you hanging in the post office?
I hope not.
Oh, I see. Are you wanted by the state?
Well, not after my present term, is that?
I see. On a parole, huh?
You might say.
Yeah.
I've already served 2 years.
Oh, that's a tough rap. Tough rap.
Yeah.
No time off for good behavior?
Yeah.
Why were you sent up there so long?
Oh, it was just politics.
I see. I can't understand it. You look like you have an honest face. Or is the light bad in here?
Charlie! Oh, there you are. What are you doing sitting at the governor's table there?
Yeah, well, I'm the governor, Charlie. And I'm getting tired of you guys barging in on me without an appointment.
Well,
But, Charlie, do you know who this is?
Now, Bergen, let the boy alone.
Yeah, now, you keep out of this, big boy. You know, look at him.
Charlie, you're talking to the governor of Oklahoma.
Well, are you really the real governor?
Yes, it is surprising, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, sir, one of us is an imposter. And how do I get out of here?
Never mind, Charlie, old boy. No hard feelings.
Well, thank you, your Oklahoma ship.
Yeah.
It must be wonderful to be a governor and have everyone say nice things about you.
You're new around here, aren't you?
Oh, there you are. I was looking for you everywhere. I say, governor, you know, I have the impression that I have some Indian blood in me.
Is that so?
Yes.
When did you discover this impression?
Well, when I discovered the Indians were receiving oil royalties. You see what I mean?
And what percent Indian are you?
3.2, sir. Yes.
And what's your tribe? Are you Hopi?
No. I'm just jumpy. Too much fire water, you know. Yes, as a matter of fact, I was known as Chief Shakewell before using. Oh, yes. I was a medicine man, you see.
I'll go on, Noble. You've never been in Oklahoma before.
Oh, Charlie, my dear old boy, I have.
Yeah?
I was in the race to the Cimarron country.
Oh, you mean the Cherokee Strip race?
Yes. Oh, there I was, driving my wagon along, lickety-split, lickety-split. And what do you think happened?
You're lickety-split.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, it didn't, Charlie. Wheel came off.
Oh.
And then what?
Oh, yes, I remember now. I was killed.
Oh. What a lovely finish, yes. Now, would you please go out and bury yourself here?
I suppose, Governor, you're bothered all day long with people like that.
Graham.
Here's another one coming now.
My name is Ursel Twing. Ursel Twing.
Ursel Twing,
yeah. Yeah, that's right. And I have a complaint to make. You see, Graham,
yes.
My wife and I were digging a well for water in my backyard when all of a sudden a big stream of black oozy oil erupted.
Oh, a gusher.
Well, suppose I am. I can talk all I want to. This is a free country, isn't it?
And when the gusher shot up, what did your wife say?
Well, she said, I don't know, she hasn't come down yet.
Well, then why are you complaining?
Well, I'm not talking to you, Smarto.
Oh,
and I'm telling you, Mr. Governor, that a horrible messy stuff went all over my garden, and I'm in a terrible state.
What?
Well, no, I'm not exactly in a terrible state either, because I'm in Oklahoma, and I think Oklahoma is just peachy.
Well, it's more than we think of you.
Why, I have never been so insulted in all of my life.
Oh, you must have been.
And Governor, pay attention, Governor. I'm a taxpayer, too, and that oily stuff is going all over my house and garden, and you've got to do something, Govy.
Well, I'll buy your property.
You will? Oh, goody gumdrop. I won't even say a thing about there being a $50 mortgage on the property. Goodbye.